today is taken from the Gospel of John, beginning with the 25th verse. And in this passage, I want you to think about what the disciples are grateful for and what Jesus is trying to teach them. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" And Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" And Jesus answered, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. I know that it's not really a fair text to preach this week, because the text speaks of how we need to rely upon God and not worry so much about the material things, not worry about what we will eat. And we're going to eat. Most of us are going to eat. How many of you are going to eat this week? Yeah. How many of you on whatever day you are gathering for Thanksgiving, how many of you are going to eat more than you usually eat? Yeah. How many of you are going to eat more than you are comfortable eating? How many of you are going to need a nap after you eat? I might take one before, too, but anyway. Okay. So we're all, well, maybe not all, but most of us are on the same page, right? We're going to have a wonderful meal. We're gathering with friends, with family, even if it's just a little family. And we're going to eat. And we're going to have delicious things. And we're going to want more and more of those delicious things. And our brain is going to say, "Stop." And our tongues are going to say, "Stop." But our mouths are going to say, "Keep going, keep going." Now, that may seem like a crude illustration of today's scripture, but it's really not. Jesus says to the disciples, "You believe in me because you're filled with the bread that I've given you, and because you've seen me perform miracles, and because you've been with me and physically present when things have happened. But believe in me when I'm not physically present. And don't attribute, you know, all of those things that you're thinking about and that you're hungry for in your tummies to God. We need to have the good sense to know that our very lives come from God. And that God has blessed us so richly. But it's not by physical things. God didn't bless us by giving us clothes, cute shoes, a nice suit jacket, a new John Deere. God blessed us with hearts and minds and souls and asked us to believe and to serve. And when we're being thankful, it's for the miracles that we see all around us, not for the miracle of the fact that my shoes today are comfortable. They happen to be. And I, as one who has bad feet, am very grateful for that. But truthfully, I'm not really grateful to God for that. I'm grateful. And I'm grateful that I have shoes at all. That I might be going to God for. But the fact that I haven't picked the right pair of shoes that are comfortable. When we talk about gratitude, a lot of times we stay too much on the surface of things. We talk about the things that float. We don't get into the deep water. We talk about, I'm so grateful that the sun's out today. All right, now are you grateful because the sun is shining? Are you grateful because the sun keeps you warm? Are you grateful that God made a sun that keeps us from hurling off into space? There's a difference. I'm grateful for the people in my life. Why? Because they do stuff for you? Because they buy you things? Or because you can look at that person and there is a silent communication that transcends anything. And you need that. And you want that. And you cherish that. We can be thankful for the church. This is an incredibly beautiful building. And you all have worked very hard. And you still work very hard to keep it going, to keep it clean, to keep it beautiful. But is that the church? I hope not. Could you all be the same group of people if you didn't have this building? I hope so. Could you be grateful to God even if you didn't have this gorgeous space to worship? Boy, I hope so. Jesus talks to the disciples in this passage about being grateful for that which is truly important. Now, there's nothing wrong with being grateful for this building, the organ, the organist. There's nothing wrong with being grateful to the elders and the deacons for all the things they do. There's nothing wrong with being grateful to one another for little blessings that you receive. Those are all good things. Those are good things. But when we get down under the water, what makes this church a church is your belief in God, your belief in possibilities, your belief in future, your belief in time with the Lord, and your belief that good things will happen with God in this place. I believe all those things. Every Thanksgiving, I would go to my aunt's house. She had Thanksgiving, my mom had Christmas. And every Thanksgiving, I'd go to my aunt's house. And I would not look for the turkey and not look for the stuffing. I stopped looking for the sweet potatoes after I got my hand slapped a few times for stealing the marshmallows off the top. And I wouldn't look for the pumpkin pie, and I wouldn't look for any of that kind of stuff. I looked to see those rolls. Those rolls that you only have on special occasions. Those rolls that would melt in your mouth. And I expected those good, yummy, delicious rolls. still, and they were there. We, as people of faith, need to live in the anticipation of God's goodness coming to us and us receiving God's goodness and cherishing it and tasting it and loving it. And no, don't overindulge. Indulge just enough to let your heart be changed, your mind be educated, and your soul be transformed. God is so good all the time. And this Thanksgiving, when you gather around the table, you look around and see what's there, and then you decide what you're really thankful for. Are you really thankful for turkey, dressing, rolls? Or are you thankful for the God who created the people who are there with you and the love that you have between you? Are you grateful enough to let God into your meal, into Thanksgiving? Let us pray. Almighty God, every Thanksgiving table on Thursday is going to have you there. You'll be there whether we acknowledge it or not. But Lord, I pray today that all of these people make sure that they acknowledge and thank you for being in their presence, for all the miraculous things that you've done for them, and, okay, for the marshmallows and the rolls, too. Lord, we thank you so much for being the powerful, amazing God that you are. And we ask you to let us live as thankful people every day for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Some people have made the decision to follow Jesus Christ for the rest of their lives. Some people are still struggling with that decision. I pray that those people may find peace and contentment in their heart and may decide that it's time to make their commitment to Jesus. Some people need to recommit their lives. They need to remember the God who created them, redeemed them, and sustains them. And I hope that all of us will be able to do that. As we stand to sing our hymn of invitation, we gather together. And the King's Wrong in the hymnal, if you're following it, it's 276, is that right? 276, if you're following the music. Let us stand and sing.